All right, so you guys, you sent us well, a whole bunch of internet forum posts this time.
Yeah, this one's interesting.
I gotta say, color me intrigued.
We're going to be diving
Play
into
it on me.
a specific online community.
Okay.
This one is dedicated to a webcomic called Homestuck.
Homestuck. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard of that.
Yeah,
Like a big online thing,
it
right?
was a big deal. It ran for like 7 years.
Oh, wow.
It ended in 2016.
Okay.
But these posts are from December 2024.
So, like 8 years later,
Yeah, 8 years later, the fandom's still going strong
still alive and kicking.
on this forum.
Wow, 8 years. That's dedication. Okay, so paint me a picture.
Sure.
What is this place like?
It's called Megiddoshan.
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 Okay.
It's basically like a digital bulletin board.
Okay.
But instead of boring community notices and stuff,
Yeah.
you've got memes, inside jokes, very passionate opinions. It's structured like 4chan, so that kind of gives you an idea.
Oh, 4chan, the internet's Wild West.
Yeah.
So we're not dealing with your typical fan forum here.
No, not at all.
Okay.
So what's the thread called that we're looking at?
The thread is called Horse Spider Ocean,
Horse Spider Ocean.
which
Okay.
itself sounds like an inside joke.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but
It's a very
yeah, it's
specific.
like a random phrase or an image,
Right.
but it's become a symbol of their like shared understanding.
It's like their secret handshake.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and then I'm seeing also Reason and Max.
Right.
What are those about?
So MX is most likely the administrator
Okay.
or the creator of this forum,
Okay.
but
Oh, like a webmaster or something.
yeah, but the users on the forum talk about MX
Right.
like they're an all-knowing AI,
Oh, wow.
like a digital deity almost.
Okay, interesting.
And when they ask for Reason,
Yeah.
they're looking for like pronouncements or explanations
From
from MXX on like all sorts of things.
So MX is like the oracle of this Homestuck corner of the internet.
Exactly.
I love it.
It's very interesting.
Okay.
And then there's also this whole thing about Meiji-dokan.
Meijoukan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like they're doing a collaborative storytelling project
Oh, fun.
where users are designing a character
Oh, cool.
using a MSPA doll maker.
MSTA, does that stand for MS Paint Adventures?
You got it.
From the Homestuck website.
Got
Gotcha.
it.
So it's all tying together.
Yeah, and they argue about her design, her powers, her backstory.
So it's like fan fiction, but visual. Yeah. Okay.
It's really cool.
So we got inside jokes. We've got
Book up pronouncement.
like a collaborative character creation thing. So it seems like a pretty
Tight-knit community.
tight-knit. Yeah. They all know each other.
But there's tension
Of
too
course, there's always
in
tension.
any community.
Right.
Like we see this heated exchange between two users.
Okay.
One is super passionate about Homestuck, warts and all,
Sure.
and they want a dedicated board
On this, on Megiddochen?
on Megiddochen for Homestuck.
Okay.
And the other user,
Probably Emiyagen.
probably Megex, is much more dismissive
Okay.
of Homestuck.
Skeptical.
Skeptical of the whole idea
Yeah.
and clearly annoyed.
By this user's insistence.
Yeah.
Ooh, I bet that got messy.
It did.
Yeah.
There's personal insults,
A
accusations,
whole nine
the
yards.
whole nine yards,
Yeah.
and the Homestuck fan throws around terms like hypnofag and dersite.
Hypnofag and dersite, those sound like
Yeah, those are bad.
pretty serious insults.
Pretty serious insults in this
Yeah, I don't
contest.
even know what they mean, but they sound bad.
Yeah, it just shows that even online words can have a lot of power,
Oh, yeah.
especially in the community.
Especially when everyone knows each other.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And then amidst all this,
Yeah.
we got these fascinating glimpses into individual lives.
Yeah.
You know, one user mentions that they retweet stupid, cute stuff
Okay.
to appeal to their Persona 2 hoes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so
Wait,
Persona
there's.
2 is a video game.
Okay.
And
So they're
so,
saying they're trying to get
yeah, they're saying they cultivate
us
a specific online
to
persona.
attract a certain type of person.
Yeah. Like,
Interesting.
it's a reminder that we're all presenting curated versions of ourselves online,
Totally, yeah.
tailoring our content for different audiences.
So we're seeing not just like their raw thoughts on Homestuck
But
now.
also how they're crafting their image online.
Oh, it's like layers upon layers.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then, in the middle of all this,
Yeah.
you get these bursts of like pure absurdity.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah, so there's this
Speaking
whole debate
of. Okay.
about biting into multiple chicken nuggets at once. Like, is it normal? Is it barbaric?
This is important.
Opinions are divided,
Right.
you know?
This is the stuff that really matters.
And then another user.
Yeah.
This user's name Marzipan.
Marzipan.
Marzipan chimes in and says that they eat their cereal one piece at a time.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
Okay, so we got like deep philosophical debates.
You got those.
About chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. We got people trying to craft their online image very carefully.
Right.
And then we got just like...
random tangents.
Pure absurdity.
Yes.
I love it. What else? Well, what else jumps out at you?
Well, Marzipan.
Marzipan, our cereal eater.
Our cereal eater, yeah. Their political views come out.
Oh, interesting.
In a thread about whitewashed history and capitalism.
Okay.
They seem to be anti-capitalist, which isn't uncommon in these online spaces.
Right, makes sense.
Yeah. And then there's this moment where MEX...
yeah.
Seemingly out of nowhere.
Okay.
Suggests adding Ugg boots.
What?
To their Meiji Dokken character.
Ugg boots to the character.
Yeah. And it seemed to be like a direct response.
To someone.
To a user who had been bashing Uggs earlier in the thread.
So MEX is like listening and responding.
Yeah.
In real time.
Like maybe it is an AI.
Right.
We don't know.
Is it a very clever human or is it some like chatbot situation?
Exactly.
It's like a digital puppet show and we're like the audience watching it, trying to figure out who's pulling the strings.
Exactly. I'd love it. And then one user mentions watching videos by Jenny Nicholson,
the YouTuber,
who does media analysis. And they say they watch her like an autistic retard.
Oh, that's
not good. It's definitely a reminder that these online communities have their own language.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be a little rough around the edges.
Yeah. It can be offensive.
Right. We've got to remember these are real people.
Exactly.
And words have power.
And what might be like a joke in one community.
Yeah.
Could be really hurtful to others.
Right. Okay.
So it's important to be mindful of that.
Totally. It's a tightrope walk, this whole internet thing.
Right.
So, okay, let me just recap here.
Sure.
We got like intense arguments. We got people crafting their online persona.
We got that.
We got random humor. We got a mysterious AI figure.
Mm-hmm.
We got potentially offensive language.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get a sense of this community.
I think so, too.
It's complex.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, I'm hooked.
Great.
A minute.
Yeah, let's dive deeper.
Yeah.
One thing that really stands out to me is this like thread running through the whole thing about control and agency.
Oh, interesting.
Especially when it comes to this.
With Meiji Dokken.
Meiji Dokken character, yeah.
Yeah, it's like they're all making suggestions.
Right.
But ultimately...
MEX has the final say.
MEX is in control.
It's like...
they're
watching the creator-fan dynamic play out in real time.
Right. They're clamoring for input, trying to influence things.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
MEX is the one who decides in the end. And it's interesting because they're very aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're not just making suggestions.
Right.
They're phrasing them as like...
demands.
Yeah, it's like
appealing to MX's authority.
Yeah, like they're petitioning a higher power.
Yeah, like they're supplicants to a deity.
Yeah, exactly.
Hoping to sway the decisions.
And MX seems to be
MX is playing into that,
playing along with it. Yeah,
like using that
to their advantage
to provoke reactions. Yeah,
to troll people basically.
Yes. And the whole
like the Ugg boot thing,
that's a perfect example.
It was just to get a rise out of that one person.
Totally.
I see you, MX.
Yeah, and it just, you're playing the long game.
Raises these questions about authorship and collaboration.
Right, because it's not really MX's creation at this point.
Right, like who owns a creation when it's born from a community?
Yeah, when everyone's had input.
Exactly.
And it's especially blurry because MX is both the creator and the platform.
It's true.
Like they're shaping the whole environment.
Absolutely.
That this is all happening in.
It's really fascinating.
And we've been talking a lot about the text.
Yeah.
But there's visuals too.
Oh, totally.
We got to talk about the visuals.
Lots of images, GIFs.
The horse spider.
That horse spider.
So bizarre. So surreal.
It's become their symbol.
It's a symbol.
Of their shared, whatever.
Of their community.
Of their thing.
Yeah.
And it's so weird.
I love it.
It's so specific.
And it just shows the power of...
as memes.
Memes and visuals.
Yeah, they can convey things that words can't.
Totally. And then,
especially online.
Especially online, yeah.
That's like a whole...
visual language.
Yeah.
That just kind of develops on its own.
But it can be.
It can be inclusive, but also exclusive.
Right, because if you're not in the know...
you have no idea what's going on.
You're totally lost.
Yeah, it strengthens the bonds
Within the group.
Within the group, but it also alienates outsiders.
Right. Yeah, it's like...
Which is why these communities can feel so...
Insular.
Insular, yeah.
Like they're in their own little world.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to crack a code.
Yeah.
Without the key.
Speaking of codes...
Oh, yeah.
I noticed they use a lot of, like, numbers...
They do.
And specific codes.
It's true. I think it might be a way to...
Like referencing specific posts.
Reference posts, threads.
Yeah.
Like their own little indexing system.
Right. But it also shows...
It shows how fluent they are.
Yeah.
In internet language.
They're like natives.
Yes. Exactly.
Like digital natives.
And it also highlights how they're constantly shaping these online platforms.
Like a living thing.
It is.
Constantly changing.
It's like a digital city.
Ooh, I like that.
With its own little...
architecture rule.
Architecture, social norms.
Yeah.
Hidden alleyways.
It's its own ecosystem.
It is.
And to navigate it...
You need
the right...
A certain cultural competency.
Yeah, you gotta know.
You gotta know the rules.
The unspoken rules.
The codes. The language.
And that's why...
That's why we do these.
These deep dives are so valuable.
Yeah, we go in.
We give you a glimpse.
We decode it.
We decode the language.
We help you understand it.
Exactly. But it's a reminder.
Reminder.
That these communities are just reflections of ourselves.
Even if it's about horse spiders.
Even if it's about horse spiders.
Or the proper way to eat chicken nuggets.
Exactly.
It's still
human.
It's the human element that makes it interesting.
Exactly.
Okay, so speaking of human elements.
Yeah.
That fight. About home stuff.
Oh, man.
Got pretty heated.
It got really intense.
It
throwing insults.
Personal attacks.
It's a reminder that online anonymity...
Yeah.
Can be a double-edged sword.
It lets you express yourself.
But it can also embolden people.
To be jerks.
To behave badly.
Yeah.
In ways they wouldn't.
In real life.
For person.
It's like the internet makes people lose their inhibitions.
Yeah.
For better or worse.
And in this case?
Definitely for worse.
It was not good.
It was not.
So we have the Homestuck fan.
The diehard.
Super passionate.
And then the other user.
Probably MEX.
Who's just like. Dismissive.
Contemptuous. Yeah. Of their passion.
Now,
like, how dare you like this thing?
The classic conflict.
Yeah.
Between the true believer and the skeptic.
It happens all the time.
Online.
In these fandom spaces.
Yeah. Different opinions clash.
And it went beyond just personal attacks.
Yeah.
It became about Homestuck itself.
It did. It became a critique.
Yeah.
Of Homestuck as a whole.
Trying to take down their whole
belief system.
Yeah. By attacking the thing that they love.
Exactly. Instead of addressing the person's feelings.
At class.
They attack the object of their affection.
Yeah, we've all seen it.
It's a harsh approach.
But it also shows that tension.
There's always a tension.
Within fandom.
Between loving something.
Unconditional.
And recognizing its flaws.
Right. And that can lead to...
It can lead to good things.
It critiques.
Thoughtful analysis.
But also...
Toxic gatekeeping.
Infighting.
Vicious infighting.
It's not always pretty.
It's not.
Fandom can get messy.
It's true.
But even in the middle of this fight, there were still those moments of, like...
Absurdity.
Like
when the user insisted on wearing pants.
Yeah, and the other user...
Mocked them for it.
Yeah, it was so weird.
So strange.
But even in these, like, super intense moments...
There's still that humor.
Yeah, that undercurrent.
It speaks to the inherent strangeness...
Of just being human.
Of human interaction.
Yeah, we're weird.
We are.
And
then it gets dark.
Yeah.
Like, really dark.
The user gets frustrated.
Because they can't change MEX's mind.
Yeah, they're not getting anywhere.
And they make a comment about wanting to smoke peyote...
And stab themselves.
It's disturbing.
Yeah, even if they're being hyperbolic.
Even if it's a joke.
It's
a reminder
that these are...
That there are real people.
Real people.
Behind the screen names.
Behind the avatars.
With real emotion.
And they get hurt.
Yeah.
And it makes you think about...
Our responsibility.
Because
it's easy to get caught up...
In the heat of the moment.
And say things you regret.
But we gotta be mindful.
Of the impact.
Yeah.
Of what we say.
Mm. Even online.
It's a heavy thought.
It is.
But it's true.
It's important.
It's definitely like a reality check.
It is.
That what we say online
matters.
Yeah, it affects people.
It does.
But even with like that darkness,
yeah,
we also saw like
those moments of creativity.
Creativity, yeah,
and a connection,
like the Meiji Dokken thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's a good example.
Yeah.
Of how even with the arguments
yeah.
and the friction and stuff,
there's still that like
shared passion.
shared passion, that collaboration. It's that push and pull that makes online communities.
Yeah, fascinating.
How fascinating, yeah.
It's like they can hold these...
Contradictory impulses
at the same time.
All at once.
It's weird.
It's really interesting.
And it seems like MEX is like really trying to...
Maintain that balance,
yeah.
Art provocateur.
A heart moderator.
Part therapist, almost.
Yeah, it's like... They're
the ringmaster.
The ringmaster, yeah, of this whole...
Of this digital circus.
Digital circus.
Keeping this show running.
Keeping it going.
Even when the clowns are fighting amongst themselves.
It's a tough job.
It is.
And they do it all while still being...
Mysterious.
It's serious, yeah.
Like, we still don't know.
Is it a human?
If they're human or AI.
It's wild. It makes you wonder, like...
What's their motivation?
What are they trying to do?
What's the end game?
Like, what's the point of all this?
Yeah.
Then I think, like...
Maybe that's the point. Yeah. Maybe there is no point.
Maybe there isn't a point.
Maybe it's just, like, about...
The ambiguity.
Ambiguity, yeah.
The fact that it can be interpreted.
In so many different ways.
By so many different people.
It's just a reflection.
It's a reflection, yeah.
Of all of us.
Of us. Of our online identities.
Which are messy and complicated.
It's constantly changing.
Yeah, and that's kind of beautiful in a way.
It is. Oh. So we've been to the depths.
Of Medjidokan.
Of Medjidokan, yeah.
We've seen the horse spiders.
We've seen it all.
We've had the chicken nugget debates.
The philosophical clashes.
Yeah. What are your final thoughts?
What are yours?
I'm a little overwhelmed, honestly.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I feel like I've been let in.
On a secret.
A
secret society.
It's like they have their own
rules,
language,
ritual,
this whole thing.
It is.
But it's a reminder.
That the internet can be.
Even with all its problems.
It can be a place for connection.
For creativity.
Yeah. People coming together.
To make things.
Yeah.
To share ideas.
To argue about chicken nuggets.
Exactly.
It's great.
And it shows that we shouldn't just dismiss these communities.
Right.
As like frivolous or harmful.
Yeah. There were more than that.
When you look closer, you see the human element.
The human element.
You see the people.
And that's what makes it
it's
so
selling.
Compelling, yeah.
It's all about the people.
It's about the people, yeah.
Even with all their...
All their contradictions and weirdness.
It's true. It's just us.
It's us being ourselves.
That's what it comes down to.
This has been a really fascinating deep dive.
It really has. It makes me wonder, like, what happens next in this community?
What's next for them?
What new dramas? What new creations?
New arguments?
Yeah, how will they evolve?
It's a good question.
It's a question we can't answer.
But it's fun to think about.
It is. It's exciting.
It is. It's like the internet is this...
Is constantly changing thing.
Yeah, this living organism.
And we're all just along for the ride.
And these communities are like...
Little windows.
Little windows into that...
Into that world.
Into that world, yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Absolutely. And until next time...
Keep exploring.
Keep diving deep.